Some people are so famous, they're known by one name alone. Oprah, Angelina, Barack. Once upon a time in America, the names Tallulah and Rhoda were one-name legends. Tallulah was the real-life name of stage, screen, and radio actress Tallulah Bankhead. Rhoda was the spunky TV character Valerie Harper played on The Mary Tyler Moore Show and its spinoff, Rhoda. Now Tallulah and Rhoda have become one in the play Looped. And NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg has one word for Valerie Harper's portrayal of the larger-than-life Tallulah Bankhead. It's a hoot.
In the mercifully forgotten 1965 film Die, Die, My Darling, Tallulah Bankhead spoke these words.
Aunt Patricia, as I was telling you, even though that deluded rector has in literal effect closed the church to me.
In the play Looped, Valerie Harper as Tallulah has problems with the line.
So, Patricia, as I was telling you, balls, who is it again?
It's that deluded rector.
Deluded rector, right. And so, Patricia, as I was telling you, that deluded rector has... Oh, he's done something very naughty.
He's closed the church to you?
Of course.
Playwright Matthew Lombardo puts Tallulah in a Los Angeles recording studio, taping, looping, just 20 words of dialogue for the last movie she would make. The looping takes all day, or at least the length of the play, because Tallulah Bankhead keeps fortifying her brief retakes with scotch, only because there's no bourbon handy, and cocaine.
She was an addict.
Actress Valerie Harper.
She was an alcoholic, so you see that mean, drunk side, some of it. And also her big, generous heart, and fought with her demons all her life, but somehow came out victorious.
Valerie Harper's a big Tallulah fan, as much for her wit as for her grit. Bankhead was hilariously funny. She had a pocket full of punchlines. Harper says the husky, whiskey, siggy-voiced Tallulah once got a phone call from gossip columnist Earl Wilson.
And he said, "Miss Bankhead," and he had a high, squeaky voice. "Have you ever been mistaken on the telephone for a man?" And she said, "No, have you?"
"I'm pure as the driven slush," Tallulah said, and "there is less to this than meets the eye." Humor got her through, and glamour, and talent.
"What's the matter with us? We not only let the Nazi do our rowing for us, but our thinking."
In Alfred Hitchcock's 1944 film Lifeboat, she played a spoiled photojournalist who became noble in a shipwreck.
"Ye gods and little fishes. The ocean's full of the millions of fish swimming around. Well, why don't we catch some? Where's the fish line?"
When she went to Hollywood, they tried to make her a second Marlene Dietrich. Big mistake. They should have made her the first Tallulah Bankhead, this Southern belle who went to England, learned how to speak and act for 10 years in her 20s.
Born in Alabama to a family of Democratic politicians, her father was a member of the U.S. Congress, then Speaker of the House in the late 1930s. Her grandfather and an uncle were senators. Tallulah Bankhead was the toast of London theater in the 1920s. A big hit on Broadway in the 30s and 40s. She did radio and TV in the 50s and 60s, but by the time she died in 1965, Tallulah was more the first celebrity bad girl than distinguished actor.
Her personality was often much bigger than the role she was playing.
And so Tallulah grew bored, and when Bankhead was bored, she began acting up.
"And so, Patricia, as I was telling you, that deluded rectum..."
"Rector, rector."
"That's what I said."
"No, you said rectum."
"Oh? That gives it quite a different meaning."
Valerie Harper listens to the actual tape of Tallulah looping every night after a performance. She also watched all Bankhead's movies, her TV appearances. Harper had a good time preparing to be the naughty, witty, take-no-prisoners, outrageous Miss Bankhead.
"I say, what is like Valerie and what isn't? You know, mannerisms or way of looking at things. I don't drink at all. And I haven't done drugs, and I'm a big square. but I can supplant it. It's brownies and pizza that I OD on, or crusty Italian bread, you know. But so if I have an addiction, it's you know that, and I'm constantly watching my weight. So you know, you find those places in yourself that are similar to the character.
In Washington, D.C., Valerie Harper has standing ovations pretty much every performance. And she says audiences really get involved, reacting to Tallulah lines like this one.
There's always going to be pain in life, baby. But suffering, that one is optional. A lady said, so true. It was like one of Rhoda's aunts in the second row.
Harper continues working on Tallulah. The play opened last year at the Pasadena Playhouse. An arena stage production runs through Sunday in D.C. The Washington Times reviewer wrote, "What is sad and triumphant about Tallulah Bankhead is how the spotlight has been turned off her for decades, but she still behaves as if playing to a packed house." Looped, starring Valerie Harper as Tallulah Bankhead, is expected to go to Broadway, possibly this fall. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News.
How's Rhoda?
She's great. I love her. I shall live forever in my heart. Opened all kinds of doors for me. I never mind.
You can hear more Harper on Rhoda and see the real Tallulah on TV with Lucille Ball at NPR.org.
From NPR News, this is Morning Edition. The engineering supervisor is Kevin Langley, and our technical director is the great Brian Jarbo.
Audio engineers include Greg Gavin, Kurt Stalnaker, Vince Muse, Gary Henderson, Stu Rushfield, Jerry Tennant, Dennis Nielsen, and Neil Ellis, with Theo Mondel here at NPR West. Morning Edition's theme music was written by B.J. Lederman and arranged by Jim Pugh. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And sitting in for Steve Inskeep, I'm David Greene.